Hey friends, what's up? I'm back. I'm back with another episode a little later this week, but that's just what happens. I never committed to kind of lock myself into a weekly schedule. Like, you know how people publish their stuff on every Wednesday, 9 a.m.? That's not something I like doing. I never have. I never committed to like a certain day of publishing anything ever, I believe. Maybe I tried in the past once, but I've been, you know, creating and publishing content since 2011, friends. That's like 8 years. And I've been very regular. And my goal with what I'm creating these days is to publish once a week. One podcast a week, one video a week, one newsletter email a week, one big Instagram post a week. So yeah, I feel like I've been doing pretty well. You know, every once in a while there's some bigger breaks, you know, but other than that. So anyway, I'm back on the podcast, but I'm also back in LA. I got back yesterday from Ecuador. I flew from Ecuador, from Guayaquil, actually. That's not how you say it. Guayaquil is how you say it. I flew from Guayaquil to Panama City. I don't know, that was maybe 2 or 3 hours. Then I had a 45 minutes or something in Panama City. Most chaotic, claustrophobic, stressful airport ever. If you think about that, that airport connects North, Central, and South America. And it's just so shitty. And then I had another 6 or 7 hours on the plane to LAX in Los Angeles. So I'm back here. And in today's episode, I want to talk about how I travel and share a bit about my life as a digital nomad on the road. Still get a lot of questions about all of that. I used to be a professional travel blogger with my blog Planet Backpack, which for the longest time was one of Germany's biggest travel blogs, and I used to talk about this stuff all the time. Traveling, being a digital nomad, woohoo. But eventually I just got really tired of giving people travel advice, and I just didn't want everything that I do just revolve around that, you know, and who I was, like my identity. I just didn't want to be that travel blogger anymore. And I got really, really fed up with all these people asking me for travel advice, and what's the best time to go to Thailand? Do you have a hotel recommendation in Bali? You know, that kind of stuff. I was just like, fuck, like go to Google. So much information out there. Stop asking me. Anyway, so I moved on. I mean, the blog is still out there. It's still there. It's still sort of making a bit of an income. Not nearly as much as it used to, but it's still there and it still gets a lot of traffic, actually. So it still provides a lot of value for many people. And, you know, I still travel a lot to this day. It hasn't changed. My lifestyle is still very much as it was when I was a travel blogger. I still travel a lot. Still very much location independent, all over the place as a digital nomad. And, you know, I still get quite a lot of questions. And I know that, it's something that many people wonder about, how I do this whole travel thing. And before I dive in, though, I just want to briefly, very briefly, invite you to leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it's called these days. If you get any value from my podcast, from any of these episodes, then I really, really appreciate that. It really helps us podcasters grow our shows, which I think many people don't realize, many listeners don't realize just how important these reviews are and how they help us. But it's true. They really do. And I'm still not monetizing this project at all. I don't have anything to sell currently, or at least I'm not marketing anything. I do have things to sell. I'm just not, just don't feel like pushing that stuff into people's faces. I kind of shut down most of my past business ventures, as you probably know by now if you've listened to past episodes. So, you know, I appreciate any support at this point, to be honest. I am working on launching a Patreon page soon, which means that you will be able to support my work, financially support my work, in exchange for exclusive content and some special patron offerings, hopefully soon. I'm guessing in the next few months, I'm probably gonna start Patreon. The thing is, I want to do it properly and not half-assed, so that's why I'm just kind of, just taking my time with that. And I'm also still planning on releasing my kind of Connie's course workshop, everything I've ever done and created collection package soon. It's on my to-do list for the next few days, so maybe hopefully next week or the week after. It'll be a collection of basically every paid product, course, workshop, all the workshops that I ever did in Co-Create, my membership community that I shut down a couple of months ago. It'll include, you know, the Art of Vulnerability, Find Your Magic, personal branding course, also my ebook course that's in German for digital nomads. So all of that. So that's going to come hopefully soon. Also, if you have any feedback or questions, please do send me a message. For example, on Instagram, either at connie.bizalski or at conniecreates. I really do my best to respond to all of the messages that I receive every once in a while. Maybe one kind of, you know, doesn't make it, or just slips through the cracks. It happens. But for the most part, I really try to respond to all of the messages that I receive. It just sometimes takes me a while. Sometimes it really does. It's the same thing with my emails. I read them all. I try to respond to them all, but sometimes it just takes me a while. That's all. But slide into my DMs, friends. And lastly, if you're interested in receiving my special weekly emails, full of personal insights and super cool resources, then go and sign up at connie.me, C-O-N-N-I.me. That's my website. And you just scroll down and you can sign up. And they're currently still called the Soul and Hustle letters, but I'm kind of looking for a new name. Maybe if you have an idea for a name for my weekly emails. I don't just want to call it a newsletter. It's way more than, I don't know. I just feel like I put so much effort into them and I get really awesome feedback. People love them. Like, I get so many people who send me replies to these emails saying that they usually never read newsletters or they always delete them or whatever, but that they're always so excited to read mine. And that really means a lot. Okay, so I think I sold them pretty well by now. So go and sign up at connie.me. All right, so here we go. Let me start out by, I guess answering the question of how do I travel? And that is a pretty big loaded question. But, you know, when we talk about traveling, people think sightseeing or for pleasure or, you know, I go from one place to another, but that's not how I travel. For me, traveling is my life. I've been, you know, basically a nomad since I was a teenager. I've been living all over the world and I just live my life in different places around the world. And I travel mostly, for the most part, I travel very slow. So I stay in places for longer. So just now, you know, before Ecuador, I was in Mexico City for about 2.5 weeks or so. So I just get an Airbnb apartment and I, you know, settle my ass down for 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or however long. I don't really enjoy moving around very much, to be honest. I'm not a fan of that. I like my routines, you know, and it's hard to keep routines up if you travel fast. And I don't have FOMO when it comes to traveling anymore. I mean, I understand that for people, when they only have a few weeks of vacation every year, or they're going on their first big trip, like, fuck yeah, of course, like, you gotta get it out of your system. You want to see as much as possible. But, you know, the best experiences, you're not going to have them when you're only in a place for 2 or 3 days. You're going to have them, you know, when your place is for longer and you actually meet people and you kind of explore a place on a deeper level. And you can't do that when you're only there for a few days. So I don't have a FOMO. I don't need to see everything. I couldn't care less about all the top 10 sightseeing spots in a city or a country or something. I burn out way too quickly traveling like that. I don't know how people do it, to be honest. It's not my style. I like to stay in places for a while And I tend to sort of, I don't know, I feel like I know roughly maybe 3 months in advance sort of what I'll be doing. But then that can always change too. And but then usually I don't really make arrangements, like real travel arrangements, like booking flights or an Airbnb or whatever, until maybe a month or so before I leave. Sometimes it's only 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before. And I'm very prone to also changing flights. I change flights all the time, or I don't get on a flight. So, for example, I was meant to come back to LA on Sunday, so a few days ago. And something came up and I decided to stay longer, do another ayahuasca ceremony with my shaman. And he invited me to just, yeah, do that, take him up on that offer. And I did. And so literally the night before, I decided I wasn't gonna fly home the next day. And on Sunday, I booked a flight for Wednesday. So that's kind of how I work, and that's not uncommon. And yeah, so like for now, I know, like, I'm now in LA for a little bit, and then I'm going to Germany in a bit more than a week, for several weeks or a month, or I don't really know yet. Then I might be back in LA for a bit longer, and then I'm thinking possibly going back to Bali in September, mainly to surf. But who knows? Like, I'm just saying, like, I have tentative plans for a few months, which I like to sort of know roughly what's going on. But then, yeah, I stay pretty flexible. And so I also feel like booking a flight like a month in advance, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't think you save much money, to be honest, by booking a flight a lot earlier in advance. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't even talk about how to save money booking flights, to be honest, because I book flights based on convenience and not based on price anymore. That's just one thing. Like, I just can't handle super early flights. I'm not willing to get up at fucking 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the morning to catch a 6 a.m. flight. I actually had to do it recently when I went from Mexico City to Ecuador, and I had very good reason to do it, but I hated it, and I usually never do it. Like, 99% of the time I don't book those kind of flights. I also don't book flights that take forever, that have really long layovers, because I ain't got time to just, like, hang around at an airport for more than like 2-3 hours. And I also like to get into my destination at a time that's kind of nice, that makes life easier. So I book my flights based on that. Flight time, layover, when do I leave, what time do I get in, what airline as well. I'm not flying any airline anymore. I know I might sound a bit like a snob, but it's just, I've just been traveling too much, and I'm willing to spend a few extra euros, or sometimes a lot of extra euros or dollars, to just have more convenience. So one big question I get a lot is how I choose where I go. And as I mentioned, I don't travel just to travel. I don't travel just for travel's sake, basically. I choose to go to places for a reason. And those can be, so reason can be events. Let's say I'm attending a Dr. Joe Dispenza event in Spain, or there was one in Mexico last year I went to, or maybe I'm speaking at a conference. So, you know, whatever, last year I was speaking in Lisbon at the DNX conference, or I want to go and see my family, which I'm doing in June in Germany, or I want to go and see friends, or I want to go on a surf trip, which I did in February, March. I flew out to Sri Lanka. I met up with my friend Kirsten. We stayed in this one place for a couple of weeks, and then we flew to Bali, and I lived with her for a while, and my girlfriend came down, and it was mainly surfing and seeing some friends. And so I try to combine that, you know? And then, you know, my partner right now, she lives in LA, so I'm here a lot. And I just went to Mexico City because I, yeah, just wanted a bit of a, like, a creative getaway, retreat, to work on some stuff, but also to visit some friends. And I've been to Mexico City a few times before. I like the city. And then I went to Ecuador because I was invited by my shaman, Jonathan, and we also worked on some business stuff, and we did a couple of ayahuasca ceremonies. So, you know, it's more of that. It's not like, oh, I really, really want to go to, I don't know, Peru and hike the Machu Picchu, which I'm not opposed to doing that, but those sort of trips, they do happen, yeah, of course, every once in a while. But the main reasons are a bit deeper than just traveling and sightseeing. So that's how I choose where I go. Also, Bali is like an old home. Like, you know, I used to live there for a few years and I'll always keep going back there. And I like going back to places or where I know people and where I know there's good infrastructure for me as a digital nomad, like good yoga, good food, vegan food, like that sort of stuff. And then some people ask how I choose when to move on. Again, like I plan my travels around my life, sort of, you know? So there's always a reason why I'm only staying in a place for that many weeks or so many months. And, so that's just, it would be too complex almost to go into, let's say, just this trip now with Mexico City, Ecuador, now in LA, and then going to Germany. Like, there's a reason why I was in Mexico City for 2.5 weeks and then like 2 weeks in Ecuador, why I'm now here for, I don't know, maybe 10 days and then in Germany for 3 or 4 weeks. Like, it's not random, let's put it that way. I think people think I'm just like on the road randomly and just kind of flying along as I feel like it, which I do. Like I said, I oftentimes change my plans, change my flights for sure. But overall, you know, I have commitments too at times. So like also now, one reason I actually wanted to fly straight from Ecuador to Germany, but I came back to LA, well, to see my girlfriend, of course, but also I was invited to speak at an event here, Creators Offline, next week. And also I'm doing a bit of a collaboration on the weekend with a few other YouTubers. One's flying in from Colorado and she's awesome. And so we're doing, yeah. So that's kind of happening. So there was, again, a few reasons why I'm now back in LA instead of going straight to Germany. What else did I want to say about this? Yeah, so that's that. I mean, there are still places where I feel like I really want to go to. Mainly for, I don't want to call it sightseeing, but mainly because I'm interested to go as a photographer, as a filmmaker, and because I want to, you know, create something from that trip. And so I would love to go to Hawaii for sure, Japan. What else? Oh, I mean, there's some places I'd like to go back to, like South Africa, I'd like to go back to. Those are probably, and I always keep going back to Bali, but also Mexico. Mexico is definitely a big, it's one of my most favorite countries. It's such a great country. I love it. Usually there's reasons. And I want to also briefly talk about what I travel with. So, like my gear, I use currently... People are very confused, especially some of the German listeners and followers of mine, because those that know my travel blog and they've read a lot of my content on there, they have gone through my packing lists, and I have several packing lists on that blog. Some are for like traditional backpacking, and then I have a couple on like more minimalist carry-on style traveling, And then they're confused. Like the other day, someone wrote me, I don't understand. You have photos where you wear winter clothing. How do you travel with all of that stuff? I thought you only travel with carry-on. I'm like, well, like, for example, when I'm in Germany, I have still have like a box or two at my mom's house in Bavaria with some clothing. Of course, there's like a winter jacket and a couple of hoodies. And, you know, so those are there. And when I'm there in the wintertime, I have clothes to wear. So, and then, like here in LA by now, I also have a few things that I store here. Not much, but a few things. But other than that, for a while, actually, I upsized from just carry-on to traveling with a bigger bag. It was a Dakine, I think is what how you pronounce that brand. They're really good bags. And yeah, I would check it in for the main part because of all my camera gear. And that is my camera gear and my podcasting gear and all of that shit. It makes up the biggest sort of share of all of my luggage. And then I had a couple of bad experiences that my bag got lost going to Germany in December and then going back to LA in January. On both flights, my bag got lost. Eventually, I got it back both times, but I was so frustrated. It was with Eva. No, wait, what was the airline? Oh, it was this Irish airline, I believe. Anyway, forgot the name of the airline. And then I decided, fuck that. I'm gonna get another carry-on bag or roller bag or something. So I got the Timbuktu roller bag, which is actually really cool. So it is carry-on size. And the cool thing is that it has skateboard wheels, which is really awesome. They're really good. And then I have a Brevity camera backpack, which you can use as a camera backpack. So it comes with like this extra camera pouch, this like inlay thing for your camera and lenses and all of that. But you can also take that out and then you can just use it as a normal regular backpack, which is great. It's like two in one. But with my carry-on bag, because of all the camera gear, and it's quite heavy, the extra camera gear that I have, that I like my tripod and the drone, my podcasting gear that's in there, that makes up half of that carry-on bag. And so it's quite heavy. And so I had to actually also check it in the last couple of times. So it's quite annoying, actually, traveling with all of that gear, to be honest. As a minimalist, I really just want to travel with carry-on. I don't want to check my stuff in. But it's almost impossible. I don't know how, because I'm already at a minimum when it comes to gear to do the work that I do and to create the things that I want to create. So, yeah, I'm always optimizing constantly. And just now, actually, I was also thinking, you know, on the way back, I was like, man, I just really don't want to check my bag. And I hate checking in bags, like that extra time of, you know, checking that in and then picking it up at the conveyor belt. Like, it's just, I just don't want to do it. I love the feeling of just taking everything on board and then getting off the plane and then that's it, you know? So I'm still thinking of how I can optimize my carry-on gear and everything, but I just, it's actually going to probably get more rather than less, to be honest, because there's a couple of things that I really need to get to do more professional video work, like a gimbal. I'm thinking of getting the Zion Webill, which is already a very small gimbal, probably one of the smallest gimbals out there right now, but still, you know. And then I need a couple more lenses. I want to sell a couple of lenses and get one or two new lenses that I want to invest in. So anyway, so that's that. And then my yoga mat. I'm a yoga mat snob. Like, I need my own yoga mat. I just don't like using other people's yoga mats, especially not in yoga studios. They're usually really shit. They don't have good grip. So I've been using the Lululemon yoga mat, and I believe I have the one, the travel mat that they have, but it's still, you can sort of fold it, but it still takes up a lot of space. So now I'm thinking, maybe I should just get like a yoga towel, you know, instead of a mat. I don't know. After all these years, I'm still trying to optimize my travel gear. It's pretty annoying. One thing that really helps me, though, packing and everything, clothing, but also gear, I use a lot of packing cubes. I think I have the ones by Eagle Creek. Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. But they're really awesome. Just keeps everything organized in my bag. I'm actually just looking at it now because I just got in yesterday and totally, I don't even think I'm going to unpack, to be honest, for this whole week. I'm just going to leave it like that and live out of a bag. I have become a lot less obsessed about travel gear over the years. And at the same time, I want to just keep things super simple. I don't even like to talk about travel gear much because you just got to try a lot of things out, really, and see what works. But my issue is I just want a travel carry-on, and I just don't know how to do it at this point. If I didn't have all my camera gear, if I wasn't a photographer, filmmaker, podcaster, creator in that way, it would be so easy to travel carry-on only. I wouldn't even need, like, I would just have one big backpack or something and just walk on the plane. Like I used to do, you know? Yeah, I was just, actually, my whole life was one carry-on bag for several years, and it was great. Okay, so then the next point I've got on my list is about solo traveling, because a lot of people ask me about that, about loneliness, for example. So here's the thing, I don't really travel solo much, to be honest, I don't. And like I said, I go to places for a reason, and in a lot of places I know people and I have friends. And when I do travel solo, I do that on purpose because I want to and because I need that solo time. And I need a lot of solo time. And so, loneliness is not really a factor. In the beginning, when I started out as a digital nomad, back in like 2011, 12, and there wasn't that much infrastructure yet for digital nomads in terms of co-working spaces, co-living, places and Facebook groups and this and that, it was a lot harder, and I felt a lot lonelier sometimes, especially like traveling South America, which is still not very digital nomad friendly in many places. But you know, over the years, like, I have a network of friends and people that I know all over the world, and yeah, so that's not really an issue. And sometimes I think it was in, when was it, September or something, where I went to Oregon for like, I don't know, 10 days or 2 weeks by myself. I booked myself an Airbnb cabin in the woods, and then I spent some time in Portland. And again, like, I just needed that time to myself. I wanted to be alone. And then I went to visit a couple of friends in Portland. So, you know, it's like that. And also, loneliness was something that I used to deal with a lot, especially when I was really depressed, on and off for many years, and I just did my inner work. And so now I don't face loneliness as such anymore because I worked that shit out. I healed that part of myself that felt lonely. And I am currently in a relationship, and we make it work, you know? I mean, this is my life. She's more based here in LA because of some of the jobs that she works, and it's not impossible to have a relationship as a digital nomad. Of course I would love to travel with her together more, and I'm sure we will eventually. We already have traveled together a lot, but yeah, we make it work, you know. The good thing is that I'm pretty flexible and I can come in and out to be with her as I please, sort of. Many people ask about visa stuff, which, again, you know, it's really not something to think about too much, because especially when you come from a Western country, I have a German passport. I mean, fuck, we're so lucky. So lucky. Our passports are worth so much compared to so many other people who have so many more problems to get a visa or to enter different countries. And it's really screwed up. And I've in that way, you know, sometimes it just makes me feel privileged in a way that doesn't feel good. But I'm really grateful at the same time because it allows me to travel as much as I do. And I mean, essentially with a German passport, you know, I can come in and, you know, travel to so many countries without any visa issues. You know, there's so many visa waiver programs and whatnot. And for some other countries like Sri Lanka, for example, you just have to go online and do the visa application thing. But then you get the approval within like 24 hours. Like, yeah, there's some countries like that. Or India, you have to sort it out beforehand. Like, there are some countries, yeah, where you have to kind of put in a little bit more effort, go to the embassy and stuff. But it's, you know, there's so much information out there. It's really not that big of a deal. Yeah, life as a nomad. So I don't have my own home at this point, and I haven't had one in the last year and a half or so since I left Bali. Bali was, you know, my home on and off, at least for about 3 years or so. And I, you know, that's the last place I would consider my home. But yeah, I think as many of you know, who've been following me for a while, I've been very nomadic since I was a teenager, living in different countries. And that's just, yeah, that's just my life. And some people wonder what it's like to not have a permanent home and to not have that stability, but I get my stability in other ways. You know, that's why I have these daily routines. If you watched my last video that I published, I think on Monday, about my morning routine, like, yeah, I have stability and routines that keep me sane and grounded, and I do need a lot of grounding. And I don't, like I said, I don't travel super fast. And I spend time with my family in Germany a couple of times a year. And having friends around the world helps. And will I ever settle down? Yeah, maybe, probably. I mean, probably not ever in just one place. I'd like to just have 2 or 3 homes or something. I don't know. It's not something that I put too much thought in. I know it'll happen eventually. I'm not opposed to anything. I'm a big, you know, supporter of never say never. So, yeah. And, you know, as a digital nomad, I was an analog nomad before, basically. I was also a scuba dive instructor working in Indonesia and in Australia. And, yeah, just been nomadic in all sorts of ways, I guess. And yeah, but now, like, as a digital nomad, as a creator, as an entrepreneur, yeah, people always wonder about, like, how do you, you know, internet and mobile phone and, you know, where do you work? And like a lot of the practicalities, and I guess it's just, I don't think about that stuff anymore. It's just so second nature to me. There's so much information out there. Yes, I do at times, depending where I am, work in co-working spaces, I work in coffee shops, I work at home. That's why I mostly only stay in Airbnbs. I need my home, I need space, I need a kitchen. I make sure beforehand that, you know, I communicate with the Airbnb host, like, hey, how's the internet? Is it quiet? I like, you know, quiet Airbnbs with a lot of light. You know, it's that kind of stuff, but it's all out there. I do my research, you know, just before I fly out or when I arrive, like, you know, where do I work? Where do people go to work? Where's all the vegan food? Where's all the great coffee? Where's the yoga? You know, it's just like, it's not rocket science, really. And yeah, and another thing, another point I have here on my list is how I manage my work and life balance, which is also a question that some people asked. Because actually I put out a call for questions on my Instagram stories the other day. And, you know, I don't know. I guess because I've been at this for such a long time now, it's not something that I worry about too much. I'm so in touch with my body and my soul and my heart and my mind that I just know what I want and need at any point in time. And so if I work too hard, I take time off. When I take too much time off, you know, then I get bored. I want to create. I take time to explore places for sure. And I take time to chill. I take time to create. I take time for friends, for family. Like, I'm pretty intentional about all of that. I'm very intentional with my time. As I said, I'm not very much into just sightseeing shit. But I do like exploring, but I like to explore places through living there, you know, and through, yeah, of course, the occasional place that I want to go and check out and take some photos of, but I'd rather, you know, shoot stuff that's not too touristy, to be honest. I don't want to take photos of something that 5 trillion people have taken photos of at best, you know. Not saying I never do it, but that's usually, you know, kind of what I'm interested in. I'm interested in exploring a place through having a life there, through going to vegan cafes and coffee shops and yoga studios, whatever, like just wandering around, going hiking, whatever. So yeah, I don't know. My work-life balance is, I feel like I'm pretty balanced, but it's in and out. You know, there's times when I work more and then there's times where I live more. There's times where I explore more. I don't know. It's pretty, pretty simple. I don't overcomplicate things. I just go with what feels good. I know that I'm a creator. I know that, you know, eventually I need to make money, of course. But I also know just how much my body needs to feel grounded and relaxed. And that's why I meditate every day and move my body and all the things and get enough sleep. So, yeah. So it's, you know, that's why maybe this is a bit hard for me to talk about and give people advice, because it's just my life and it's been that way for so long. I don't know it any other way. And I've tried out all sorts of ways to be and live and do and work and travel and do all the things. And eventually I just found out what works for me. And even that keeps changing and I adjust and try out new things. Like, as you know, I'm a huge fan of experimenting. And so that's it. That's all I got. I do hope that it provided some value for you to, you know, maybe you're playing with the thought of traveling more or becoming location dependent, whatever, or you're scared to go out there and explore the world. And I hope I can sort of just pass on to you that there's nothing to be worried about, but that it's also okay to be scared, you know, but then you deal with it when it happens. But just go and do it. I mean, I love that life. I love being able to travel so much and explore. I love exploring for sure. Like, I don't like to stay, like, just be in one place for too long either. I think my limit is maybe like 3 months or something. And then I just need to go somewhere, at least for a little bit, maybe. I don't know. But again, it's not something that I overcomplicate or think about too much. It's very organic. I think that's the best word to describe all of this in my life. It's just, everything's just very organic. Just kind of flows. And when it doesn't flow, then I adjust. So, okay. Well, if you have any other questions, then you're more than welcome to, as I said, send me a message on Instagram or an email at mail@connie.me. And I'm happy to, respond to your message or maybe even pick your question up for another podcast episode. And, you know, a lot of podcast episodes, but also videos, they come from questions that people have from you guys. So it's always important for me to hear what you guys want, what you guys are wondering about, where you need help, and so on. All right, awesome, cool. Well, as I mentioned, it'd be amazing if you left a review on iTunes. And you know, come and hang out on Instagram, on YouTube, on all the things. I put everything in the show notes to this episode. And I will talk to you soon. Awesome. Cool. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. You're amazing. Take care. Bye.